The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Again, as I promised, 21 hours has elapsed since I said goodnight, and what a quick 21 that was. It just doesn't slow down. Strange things going on, more strange things. Mad Dog Mattis, as they call him, is now arguing with Donald Trump about global warming, saying he's a firm believer in global warming, and that climate change presents a clear and present danger to the national security of America. Well, this is another stab in the back that Trump is probably beginning to get a little bit used to by now. Pence stabs him. Mattis stabs him. I could go down the list. This is a long list. And it's not encouraging. Who's in charge? I don't know. When you look at the leader of a company, you see one man. When you see him as the leader of a nation, you see another man. And still Donald Trump is obviously, economically speaking, doing very good things so far. I'm not talking about Obamacare's ghost or Trump Care or Ryan Care or whatever you want to call it. But in general, he's moving in the right direction. He's moving very quickly. There have been jobs created. Companies are staying or are talking about returning. And that's good news as well. Now, when you look in Europe, what do you see? Without question, you see one of the biggest traitors that any modern nation has ever had. And that is, of course, Angela Merkel. She has single-handedly led to what many feel is the final end of Germany. They tried in World War I. They tried in World War II. They killed so many Germans after World War II from 1945 to 53. We don't even know how many were killed. Another 5 to 8 million at least. And now this may be the last straw. Angela, the lesbian, communist, Merkel, purportedly from I guess she was adopted. We don't know what her real background is, from East Germany. What the Germans have faced under Merkel in the last couple of years is beyond description. We're going to try this hour to bring you some of that direct first person, first hand. This is really a story that you kind of have to be there to see it. My guest is named Merrill. I'm going to leave it at Merrill because she lives there, and I don't want her hunted down or in any way put in jeopardy, which could easily happen. These Muslims are organized, and they're organizing all the time, all the time. This invasion of Germany, led by Angela Merkel, is without question, when you compare it to Trump, straight from hell. Trump is having troubles enough, we know that, but as far as Germany and Europe, I think several million Muslims have been let into Germany, allowed into Germany, brought into Germany, specifically to destroy the German culture and the German people and its marvelous heritage, which goes back so far. Remember what Churchill wrote in his biography, and I've mentioned this numerous times. He said, this war, meaning World War II, was not about National Socialism, Nazism. It wasn't about Adolf Hitler. He wrote this. He said, the war is about the destruction of Germany and its people. The same thing can be said about Angela Merkel. Let me read something that my guest Merrill sent me. She works with Dr. Leonard Colwell, by the way, helping to run his European operations. He's got a tremendous fan base in Europe. Leonard has been a frequent guest on the program, as you well know. A courageous, heroic man, German-born. He's an American citizen. Merrill lives in Germany, and she wrote this to me. She said, we can talk about all kinds of things during the program. What's going wrong here in Germany with the so-called refugees, better called invaders, and what society, especially women, have made out of them. They run around with knives and they kill and they rape, and our media reports about them as if they were sheep. Police are not allowed to intervene. They are not allowed to put them in jail, even if they take them to the police station. They're released. The media is not allowed to report on the things that are going on here, even huge events like the thing that happened in the Netherlands a few days ago, where thousands of Turks were out in the streets protesting for Erdogan's political interests. And the Netherlands police have fought these people down, not like the German police. It's not reported by our official media at all. All the German social networking is in alarm mode. We are afraid that the big killing, how some activists called the plans of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Soros to wipe out Germans, is just about to begin or has just begun. Especially we women are social beings, and we know that. And they insist on the psychological trauma that only some of the perpetrators, the refugees and invaders, would have. Media reports of terror attacks in a way that is completely not realistic or common. They are just making things up as they go along, adding and changing the facts. This way, the ones who want to stand up against the invaders are silenced because they feel guilty, which is even made worse by calling us Nazis. We are all Nazis. I could say so much because this has all been recent. It's a history. These people didn't just come here in masses of millions by coincidence. Turkey is playing a big part in it. Let me stop right there and just add on that Erdogan again is threatening to release 5 more million Muslims on Europe. This guy is a thug, a world-class thug. It's bad news. It's very unfortunate that the coup didn't succeed in Turkey. This guy wants to be the Sultan of the new Ottoman Empire. So with that, let me stop right there and say hello to Merrill, who is standing by in Germany in the middle of the night. Hopefully you're sitting down, Merrill. How are you?
Yo, hello, Jeff. I am very fine, though I must say thank you for letting me be on your show. It's a great honor to me.
Thank you. I'm honored to have you.
You really resumed it so well because it's got so much background with it, and I'm so glad in the beginning in your introducing you mentioned all of this World War things and all the facts that really happened. The funny thing is we in Germany as Germans, as though I have those Turkish roots, I'm born here, uh-huh. I'm raised here, I went to school here, I finished my school, I studied here. Germany doesn't feel like somewhere else. To me, Germany is my home.
Sure.
It's where democracy should take place, where equality should take place, all the things that we appreciate and that we love about Germany, all the inventors, all the inventions that were made, all the thinkers and all the poets that came from Germany. They were not bad. They were good people. We have a good history, and it's reported more than in all the alternative media, at least. It's well known fact that somehow some people really like to wipe out the Germans from their history.
Meryl, I don't understand why a people who have, remember, Germany is about the size of Texas, that's it. Why a people of such accomplishment, such achievement, such benevolence, remember, Germans were the first people to declare formal war on cancer, tried to ban smoking, promoted vegetarianism. Now, that's just on the human side of the ledger. Let's go to the side with culture. My God, the Goethe, Wagner, there are so many. You could just count them on and on and on. The cradle of Western civilization, its cultural achievements and its magnificence, literally came from Germany. You can trace almost all the significant achievements to Germany, one way or the other. And people who are not German have been conned into this thing, we've got to kill the Germans somehow. And it's just crazy. World War One and World War Two were the same war. And I almost look at this contemporary invasion by these vile Muslims. And I say vile because they are what we've heard and what we read about. They are not human in many ways. This is a continuation of the ongoing war over 100 years now to try to destroy the German people.
Oh, yes. And you're very right with this point. I see it the same way, and many people in the alternative media see it the same way. But the problem is that the majority of Germans, not like me and you and people that listen to this alternative media, are not even informed. They don't even care about what is going on, because within the last 3 or 2 months, all the things that happened were in such a huge amount that everybody says, I can't hear it anymore. Don't tell to me anymore. I don't want to see it anymore. You can't imagine how bad this is. Women get raped in bars. Can you imagine this? Working as a waitress in the bars, she got raped on the toilet on her working place. So imagine this.
Yeah, I'm hearing these stories. I'm putting them up. Honestly, I've been also suggesting that any of these Muslims who are convicted of rape, guilty of rape, should be first castrated and then executed. That's my solution. It may sound severe to some people, but I view rape as murder. It murders the soul of the woman in many cases. They never get over this. And if they come down with a disease, hepatitis C, HIV, AIDS, it doesn't matter. They can die from that as well. So these people, and I'm not going to talk much longer, but we all know now that Islam will not, has not, and cannot, and never will assimilate with Western Christian culture. It comes here for one reason: to destroy and subjugate it. That's it. So the question is, how could any reasonable person, especially the so-called leader of a nation, allow people in whose sole prime directive is to destroy the country and its people? It makes no sense, of course. The intent is clear. Go ahead, Meryl, please.
Yes, you are right. It does not make no sense at all. I want to point out at this point that this chancellor you're talking of, this head of this so-called state, which is not, by the way, we know of this, and you do too, I think, she's a female. You look at her, can you tell me any female, like, experience? What do you feel? Do you... She doesn't seem like, she doesn't behave like a female being. She's like, the Germans call her Hosenanzug. At the moment, I don't get the English term, but it's like a suit.
Yeah, she's okay.
She's not a real female. She's not counting as a female. And right. As you talk, about history, I want to point out that all of these things that happen here in concrete daily life, they have a real big bow. There's Turkey plays such an important role in all of this, and let me tell you why. Because Turkey is like a barrier between East and West. We have Germany, like you said, on the landmark. It's a little country, it's not big, but you have this Turkey is like a barrier on the east. And if Erdogan didn't play like the Germans would have wanted and the Americans, the things went strange. I don't know where to begin. Like, you can imagine this war in Syria, and there are some, it's a very official officer from a special agency from our Bundeswehr, and he said that there is a plan behind this. All the war in Syria was only made to bring all of these Muslims to Libya too, of course. That's why the Africans come here.
Right.
They say they destroyed Libya on purpose so that the people would flew to Germany. So they to bring all these masses of these Muslims to Germany. So if you have all of these masses of refugees, it's very easy to hide enormous amounts of ISIS terrorists among them. It's very easy. You just look at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, how much this is. You have ever seen a football stadium with that full?
Right.
And now you multiply this with 100. So how easy this is to at least 7, 8, 9, 10 million ISIS terrorists to hide them in this masses. So that's the plan.
And that's a very fair statement, Meryl. The hold your second step. Let me point out that we've all seen over here in the States video of these so-called refugees. 95% of them are all fighting age men. They look like soldiers.
Yes.
So there you go. Go ahead with number two.
Yes, they do. All these fighting age men are coming in, and nobody did something. So now they're here. Some are hidden somewhere. We don't know what's happening in our airport in Berlin. They're building it like 7, 8, 9 years from now, and they cannot finish, okay? Nobody knows why. And there's this other woman that reported that there's a plan. They're building huge, huge caverns under earth where they hide all of these refugees. And this officer I've talked to, talked about before, he said the big plan was now to do attacks on supermarkets, on all these official places where people are taking place, not military bases, but like places of daily life where you are, like shopping centers and football stadiums and things.
Of course.
So they are going to have terror attacks there. Not only one, two or three, but like 100 at one time. At the moment, those small attacks seem like a probe. They seem like they are
testing.
Yes, it seems like a testing. So they are going to launch all of these attacks at all these places at the same time. And at the moment that all our helpers, all our doctors, all our police officers, and all of the people that want to help are there on these attack places. This moment, the refugees are going to be released and they are going to start to kill us Germans, because nobody will, all the people at home, all the people on the street, all the people are with no police officers, no doctors, no ambulances.
You have no guns to protect yourself, let alone medical infrastructure or police. You have no means to protect yourself.
No,
I just read another report today about a massive shipment of arms for the Muslim terrorists. It was found in Spain, I believe. There's no question in my mind, I think your officer friend would probably say the same thing, that there are pre-positioned already immense numbers of weapons, RPGs, AK-47s, you name it, explosives. Now, as far as the underground goes, I think some of our listeners, and I'm familiar enough with Germany, that there are already, from the war years, tremendous areas mm-hmm. of underground
yes.
that could be used to hide these people, these soldiers, and get them ready, assign them targets, and turn them loose. That's what you're telling us is in the works. That makes sense. It's disgusting. The German people, without arms, what can they do? What can they do to protect themselves?
We can, first of all, activate the German genes, so to say. I hope that the moment that all the shit hits the fan here in Germany, mm-hmm. that at this moment, all the family fathers, all the men, that they are going to be alarmed. And out of this alarm, they are going to stand up and fight for their families, fight for the country, fight for the cities. I really hope that they are going to do something like that. And I think that it's realistic because it's in the German genes. There's a reason why we should be wiped out. There's a reason why so many people, especially the Zionists, want us to disappear.
Right.
Because we disturb their plans. That's
oh, yes.
clear.
Absolutely.
So, this yeah. this is one thing that can happen. The other thing is we haven't talked about German men and what they did to us within the last 10 and 20 years was also with feminism and with all this alternative understanding. Most of the men are like they are like women.
Oh, they've done the same thing
topics.
Here. Meryl, they've done the same. They've feminized the American male
yeah.
in the media.
Yeah.
They've given them in their food chemicals and additives to create estrogens. They've taken
exactly.
away their testosterone. They're not men anymore. They're wimps, many of them. I understand.
Oh, it's such a pity. And they even started kindergarten now. Can you imagine? They are teaching small children, like 3 or 4 years, they're showing it on TV about their genitals, about they give information about what to do with them. And those kids, those little human toddlers, so to say,
yeah.
are like confronted with only grown-up things. And of course, in the 80s, 90s, we would have said this is a trauma, this is sexual abuse, this is unbelievable, this is impossible. Now they have launched a new, we have something that we call Bildungs- und Erziehungsplan, which is all the institutions, the regional institutions have to follow this plan. They have to do everything that is written in there. And now they say, okay, children that are 3 and 4 years must learn what anal sex is. They must learn what a dildo is. They must learn all of these things. It's disgusting.
Little
it's
children.
Like,
what
yes.
they're doing, Meryl, is truly beyond criminal. We're going to go through this break, yes. Todd. Thank you. It's beyond criminal. It is the ultimate theft of human innocence. It's a theft of childhood. It's so criminal, I don't have words for it. And yet, there are enough Germans going along with this plan to actually implement it. And why, I don't know. When I look at, let me take politics aside for a moment. Let's not worry about National Socialism.
Mm.
Let me just ask you all to think about, if you've seen the film Triumph of the Will, what you saw there was a people united. No one forced those people to go to those demonstrations. They were Germans. They were united about Germany. They were trying to recover from the Treaty of Versailles and the catastrophe of World War One, the horror inflicted upon Germany, and how Germany literally recovered in 4 or 5 years, astonishingly. And yet those people today have been intentionally given fluoride. They have been
yes.
given certainly estrogenic compounds that create in the men a very weak, as we talked about, state. I don't, unless the German male can stand up and fight, I don't know what's good. It's not going to be good. It's not good. And you've spelled it out, Meryl, perfectly. Go ahead, please.
I think the estrogen thing that you were talking about, I don't know if you knew this, but in beer, it's very, very much, and the Germans
uh-huh.
drink very much beer, especially men. And the other thing is, if we stood up, then we would have a war too. If we won't stand up, we, or us, our men won't stand up, we would also have a war. So
you're going to die. is what's going to happen.
Yes, that's the only thing that's going to happen. So some are like trying to have weapons at home that are so-called legal weapons. So we have a law here that says everything that goes over, that would be bows and ambrust. I don't know the English word for that. It's like a bow with a gun shot.
Oh, it's a crossbow.
Crossbow. And everything that goes over is not considered as a weapon. And everything that goes through, like guns and things, that is considered as a weapon.
I see.
It's very interesting. So you have slingshots and things like this. So you can do something. And what would be the most wishful thing for me, what I would wish most would just be that all this terrorists would disappear because the German soul would wake up before war, before we have to fight. Like if men would stand up, if they would show more open, hey, we are here, we will protect our nation. If policemen would just quit their jobs if they are forced to do things against Germany. So
right.
This should be a very natural behavior. But all this natural behavior is turned around. So you named it. You said you don't know why those people are playing this game. And I can tell you why. Because we were raised as the ones who are guilty. Even in school, this is all a thing that happened 20 years ago. It's not something that was planned just this year. So
right.
They had very much time to just raise us, this society, like this is now. And we were taught at schools that all these things, and we were made like the guilty ones. We have this guilt.
You're
in
brainwashed
us.
Into guilt. I understand. The same thing was done to Germany after World War I, the same thing after World War II, and now again. This I'm amazed that Germany still exists, quite frankly. It's a tribute to the people. And I also want to say that these so-called refugees, first of all, they are invaders. They are not refugees. They are not political refugees. They didn't need to leave their home countries. They could have been given relief and aid there. Germany would have contributed. Most countries would have. They should have stayed in place, gotten through it, gone to safe zones or made their own safe zones. They didn't have to come. This was all done by design. And that's the part I try to help our listeners here and around the world, Meryl, understand. Nothing mm-hmm. was coincidental or accidental here. This was all done intentionally. It is an invasion. It is essentially a genocidal effort.
Right. You're so right. So how could you explain all this masses meeting like on coincidence? And the other thing that was planned, and it was done like 20 over the last 50 years, so to say, is to change reality. They have changed the words. Like today, when media reports about somebody, a terrorist, they say he's psychologically ill. So he, the perpetrator, uh-huh. becomes the victim.
Got
it's,
it.
It's changed reality.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn to use our brains. We have to relearn to think, to really think like human beings would think. And we also have to relearn how to act like human beings would act. And for naturally, a human being is a family. It's a family. It's a social system. We stick together. We are not meant to give our children away. We are not meant to bring our elder ones to homes where they are, live sick and where they are only bathed and fed and laid to bed at 6 at night so all the people can go home. So like this is not human. This is highly constructed. So this all of these plans that were very well known to some of us, there are many, many people who can't believe it. And I want to say that most people wake up. So we call waking up something like you try to understand what is going on, and you try to use your brain, and you try to let the things in. Because most people say, if this would be real, our our government wouldn't let this through. Our government would look after us. Our government would do this and that. But on the other hand, if you look at the glyphosate thing, if you look at what Monsanto does, if you look at what this high treasonist of Angela Merkel did, they are doing so many things that are they're against us, and they are not protecting us.
Right.
This is not a protective behavior. Where is this protective behavior? So this argument that our government wouldn't let this be, it doesn't count. So it's not protective. That's what I meant with they changed the vocabulary. So what is protective? We need to learn to ask ourselves, what is this? What does my intuition say? What do I feel? What is it? I'm as a woman. What would I wish? I would wish for somebody to protect me. That's a natural behavior. I would wish for policemen that look after me. I would wish for perpetrators to be put in jail. This is very natural. This is nothing like you have to think about it very long, or you have to say, oh, what an alternative way of life. So it's nothing.
Right. This is, look, it's completely normal to expect that there will be consequences for behaviors. That's what we're talking about, accountability here. Now, what you mentioned is very interesting because the same thing's going on here. It's a semantic war. You know the word semantic? Okay, it's the definition of words, how they're used, and so forth. They've twisted words around now to where they don't even mean the same thing anymore. It's to confuse people. It's being done, obviously, there with more intensity, I think, than here. You're literally at the door, the final door. You go through that door, you survive, you don't, you die. And that's how bad it is in Germany. I don't know what the percentage of Muslim invaders is now in your population, but when it hit 6% in Sweden, Sweden crumbled. I don't know. It's got to be dealt with somehow. And let's say that there are attacks on Germans, coordinated attacks with arms carrying Muslims, which there will be. The German people have got to somehow take these guns away from them and arm themselves. I think many of the police will just walk away from their responsibilities and join the German people. That's the way it seems to me. Why would they participate in their own annihilation? It makes no sense to me. The media are whores. I don't know the German word for it over here, but they are obviously doing much the same thing there. It's not healthy. It's not normal, and it is all being completely contrived and perpetrated upon you. Go ahead.
Yes, that's those turning around of words you talked about. It's called warfare. It's psychological warfare.
Uh-huh.
And there's a strategy behind this, and there is a man, his name is George Orwell.
Sure.
I don't know if you're all aware of this, that he was an MI6 agent.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah,
he wrote this book, 1984, and by the way, 1984 plus 33 gives the number 2017. So just as a note for everyone that is confirmed with Illuminatic Freemasonry and
all
this.
Yeah, 33 is half of 66. 66.
Yes. Oh. Yes, it's an important number. So I don't want to give so much weight on that, but the word thing is called psychological warfare. So what are they doing? They're turning around reality. So this makes possible that even our police won't leave their jobs and stand by the German people because they think different. They have changed their thoughts, at least those who were changed and at least those who don't give the effort themselves. Some just don't feel a thing. And I think that the percentage of terrorists is much higher than 6%. Much, much higher. They're very well hidden, and they are already attacking. It's not like when they are attacking, they are already attacking. And I could mention 3, 4, 5, 6 attacks a day. It's a day already, and it's getting more and more every day. As I said before, it has reached a point where people say, don't tell me, I don't want to hear. It's like, you know, little children close their eyes with their hands and say, I'm not there, you can't see me. Like, it's the same logic, so it won't work. But it works in this way that people don't want to look at it anymore. They hear it, it's too much for them, they don't want it. And instead of getting up and becoming upset, they close their eyes like they don't want to see it. So this denial leads to more denial. So we have attacks here that are so big, like a man with a machete entering a central station, a train station, murdering 9 people.
It's incredible.
And just imagine, 9 people.
Yeah.
And the media does not report on it.
I didn't see it over here. I saw a train station attack, but I didn't see 9 dead with a machete. No. I think the story was watered down. If it was even the same attack, there had been a number of them. The issue of desensitizing the populace, desensitizing
yes.
people to where they don't want to deal with it anymore, or it just doesn't, it becomes part of the accepted landscape. Well, it's just the way it is. You see it so much, after a while, it's like repeating a lie over and over again. People begin to believe it. Well, they see so much of this horror now. I think what you're telling me is that the German people, in many cases, are beginning to kind of think it's normal.
Yes, that's it. That's it, exactly the point. That's all it's done for. I think so. And we were hoping, at least some of us were hoping, Trump could save us. Because, as we know, Germany is like owned by the USA, like with contracts and after World War II and so on. We are not autark. We are not our own country.
Right.
So we were hoping that Trump, Merkel, had to go to him yesterday. It's like she couldn't go there because of the snowstorms, so much to climate warming.
Right.
So she couldn't go there, but I was very excited. I was thinking, what could happen there? Is Trump going to tell her, hey, dear Miss Merkel, please send all of these invaders home. Now you have to, because I tell it to you, because I'm like your success. I'm the one who's deciding over you.
I'm
so
your superior. Yeah, sure.
I'm your superior. So this didn't happen. And we heard that the debt ceiling has reached its max.
That's
and
right. That's right.
I couldn't follow it. I didn't get what's the final thing, and when you have like 0 o'clock, 24.
I think it's in June. I think it's soon.
We don't know what this thing is going on, so we don't know how this is going to end up. But if we say that the German, not the German, the US debt ceiling has reached its limit, and the government can make no more debt. So this is the end of the financial system of the dollar, and the consequence of this is the end of the financial system here in Europe. So this would be a breakdown. And in all of this breakdown, all of these terrorists, they are secured. They know where they are. They all have their weapons. They have like free. They murder us for free. Just take us for free. This is like such a bad scenario. But if you count one and one together, it's logical.
The German government is actually paying its own executioners, food,
yes.
lodging, cars, education, medical, cash. And when I see these people from sub-Saharan Africa coming up, the Somalis especially, and this is not racist, it's a fact. The average IQ of these people is somewhere between 50 and 60. They will never be able to compete. They will never assimilate because of their religion. All they know how to do is what they've done down there in sub-Saharan Africa forever. That's kill, have sex, eat, and sleep. That's about all they do. Colonial Africa taught them how to act in a civilized way. They taught them 2 and 3-story buildings. They had never built a 2-story building before. Mm. Now they come to Europe with what skills? The only skill I know of is rape and murder and eating and sleeping.
Yes, it's very obvious. They are burning their homes, their places where they are stationed, like in containers. They're burning down these places because the cell phone range is not big enough for them all. They get houses. It's like if it wasn't that funny, it's like you have to laugh.
This
right?
is like something if George Orwell had written another chapter in 1984.
Yeah, they have must have invented it. Perhaps Merkel has had a good dream or bad dream or so whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's crucial for our people that work here and all the seniors that are living on their pensions or trying to at least. All the mothers that live alone that have to raise up their children. So we have such a thing that is called Hartz IV. It's like a minimum amount of money you can get. It's a social security system. So those invaders, they get three, four, five times the money that we get, and they get everything. It's like we watch them and we say, what's going on? So yeah. This is all of this leads to a big, big, big confusion and a big, big, big helplessness. And all of the Somalian Africans, they can only come here because of Libya was destroyed, because
right.
Gaddafi was murdered.
Yep.
And because of the murdering of the Gaddafi, all this frontier in the north was broken because Gaddafi was the one who was keeping this point. He was keeping them away. And the same thing is happening with Turkey now because Erdogan is very, very upset. And he is I don't want to become personal. So I don't know him personal. So I don't want to talk bad about him, but it's like, I don't get this. How can you do things against all human rights and go against another country and say you're a Nazi? All are Nazis. Everybody is laughing at him, but he is like crazy. And that bothers me because of this craziness, he's going to do some things that are not very good. And he was the gatekeeper for his. He has gathered very much of those so-called refugees. He has built big, big, big tent cities there. If you look on YouTube, you can see this. These are kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He has got them all there, like stored for when? When Merkel says, now let them go, or how did they plan this out?
He's threatening 5 million that will come marching.
Yeah.
And the only defense against something like that, unfortunately, is military, and it's shoot to kill. There's no other defense. None.
So
you can't talk to them.
So what a pity that in Germany, the last 10 years, all the military was diminished.
Same thing over here. It's been depleted greatly, but not as bad as in Germany. I understand that. Yes, you have very, very poor military now. It's
yes.
weak.
Coincidentally. It's just happened. I say this on purpose, like in this sarcastic way, because it's like if you look at the facts, it's lying in front of our eyes.
And, right. Well, Merkel disarmed Germany.
Oh, yes, she did. 12 years. She had 12 years of time.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and you mentioned her coming over here and the snowstorm put that visit off. And I wondered the same thing. I do not feel that Trump is in control of virtually anything anymore. I think he was told that she would be coming here. I think he would probably do nothing but essentially back and support her. I don't think he would do the things that we thought he was going to do during the campaign. A year and a half. I don't think the man lied to us for a year and a half. I think he was installed after the inauguration and was talked to and explained how things work. And he has to do what he's told. That's the way it seems to me.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So what can we do now? We just need to start thinking again, like use our brains again, like the things I said before. What is also very useful is what we do here, like you and me talking about it, like that your listeners, our listeners, get a picture of what is happening, because I heard that you don't even are informed what is going on, or that you don't really hear, or that your media also does not report about
our
things.
Our media is lying, obfuscating, covering up all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, playing the word game. You know, in reality, when you think about it, Meryl, many Germans are in fact true political refugees and should be given everything we have to support them, bring them over here in some cases, whatever. That's the real refugee. The others are not. They're invaders. This is a coordinated effort to invade Europe with Islamists. That's it.
Yes, we would be the original refugees if we flew. But if you look at Europe on a map, you have to the left, you have the Netherlands, and you have got the Pacific, I think, and Great Britain. And to the right, you've got all this Kosovo and Yugoslavia, all the Wahhabitian breeds.
Right.
And where do you go? You perhaps you go to Libya, where all the Africans are waiting. So we have not got very much space left to go. The other thing is on France, we have houses are burning in France. France is burning like it's prophesied.
Civil war in France.
Yes, civil wars. They don't show them on TV. They don't show anything because I don't know why, but as I think because very much people have reported that Axel Springer was paid by the Rockefellers to in 1952 to build the Bild-Zeitung. It's meanwhile he's got a big house, newspaper house, journal house. So he releases more, not only the Bild-Zeitung. Mm-hmm. So this is also a sign that our media was bribed by Jewish Zionists.
No, nothing and is then, left to chance, Meryl. It's all controlled now.
Yes.
All of it.
Even the Protestants, the protests that are going on, the left radicals are always supported. It's very, very nice. It's if it wasn't that sad, I could laugh all day. Seeing it again and again, always the same things happen. Everybody that follows the alternative media can already say what is going to happen because they always play the same game. It's always the same. All of these perpetrators, all of these Mahid invaders, all of these people, they all have psychological problems. Then they say when the demonstrants go on street, there are some people who want to demonstrate. They want to show themselves. There are small groups like 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. They go on the streets, but somehow, coincidentally, there's a leftist group that is gathering spontaneously.
No, it's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. you know what is coming.
Oh, yeah.
So all the policemen protect those leftists, which are paid, and it's like clear that they are paid, because if you look at them, if you look them up to Google, please look them up. All of these groups, the leftist groups, the Linke in Germany, who finances them? It's all open. It's all to find in Google. And if you look, they are financed by non-government organizations.
It's George Soros over here, NGOs, absolutely. Meryl, I want to ask you a question because this really has given me a great deal of personal sadness. What is being done to help the rape victims in Germany? Is there anything? These poor women have had their lives destroyed in so many ways. What is being done to help them? Anything? Are any of the feminists standing up and trying to help them? Not over here. Nobody talks.
Sadly, very sadly, Jeff, you're going to be more sad if I tell you what's really going on, but most of our feminists, so-called feminists, tell those people who are raped or these women who are raped that they have to have understanding for those perpetrators who have had such a bad childhood, and it was not their fault. And there are also some activists at the moment. They tell the woman, "You don't see yourself as victims. See yourself as something has happened. You are not a survivor. You are like an experiencer or something like. Erlebende is the German word. I don't know. Experiencer.
I think it's close
to it.
I got it.
And this is launched officially in newspapers. Also, it's not behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
So, this is a big brainwash that's going on, especially all these women. We have countless women that are killed. They are just like social helpers that get killed by our invaders.
Murder is extremely common now, and we're not hearing it at all.
It's on a daily basis. It happens on a daily basis. Nobody talks about it. And in the big cities, there are women who don't dare to go out after 4 o'clock, like in Germany, in 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in wintertime, it gets dark.
Uh-huh.
So nobody wants to go out. The women don't want to go out on themselves. It's become different. You don't the women don't wear like open things, like sexy things or something,
right?
Because they are afraid of this cultural thing, because all the Muslims always said, the European women are open. There are so many pictures on the internet with German women, like with blonde eyes, blonde hair and blue eyes, shown with open legs. Okay, it's with open legs with nothing on them, and under their breasts it's written "Refugees welcome." So how would you interpret this?
They actually write that on their chest, "Refugees welcome."
Yes, they write it on their chest, and they are paid.
Liberal imbeciles paid.
They are saving the world. They think that's what the mindset, that's the only thing that can make a person to do such a crazy thing is when they're brainwashed. They only do this if they're not paid. They only do this because they think and they're destroyed and ill minds. They're doing something good because all of this sad people, all of these refugees need help. They all need help, and we need to become very tolerant.
Liberal self-pity. Same thing over here. Meryl, we're out of time, but I would like to ask you to please come back again soon, and we'll talk further about this, if you would.
Of course I will.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Wonderful description of a horrible nightmare of a situation. Just extraordinary. You've made it very clear. Thank you, Meryl, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Bye, good night.
All right, there it is, live from Germany, and you won't hear that anywhere else. We'll be right back with Hour 2.